Blood test being trialled over the next 2 years could warn aspiring parents that IVF will not work for them. Dr. Tracy Edgell, scientist at Monash University. Doc, good morning to you.
Hi, good morning.
It'd be better that people find out very, very early rather than being undergoing years and years of treatment when they have no serious prospect of having a child, correct?
This isn't so much for that. The blood test will actually tell them whether a particular individual cycle will work, so whether to go ahead with an embryo transfer in that cycle, as opposed to just don't try at all. And obviously for the future, we'd be looking at ways that we can actually improve the endometrium quality so that they have other options in terms of the actual treatment,
so this
as
is
opposed to conventional IVF.
This is a blood test on the female, is it?
It's on the woman, yeah. It tests for the receptivity of her endometrium, which lines the womb. That endometrium needs to be receptive for an embryo to be able to implant. So with testing, is that receptivity occurring, and should they go ahead with an embryo transfer?
Get ready, doctor, for some really ignorant questions. How long is a cycle?
Around 28 days is the textbook average, but it can vary between women.
Okay, so, and at what day do they have the blood test?
The blood test in an IVF cycle is done the day of egg collection, or HCG LH plus 2, which is around about day 16 of the cycle.
Okay, so...
Then it's about 5 days prior to an embryo transfer occurring.
Okay, so you keep the embryos, but you don't do the transfer if the blood test is no good.
Yeah, that would be the idea. And then obviously for some women who have very few good embryos, that's really critical that they're not wasted in a cycle where there's no chance of success.
Okay, so you keep the embryos, you say no good this time, but come back in 28 days, we'll do a test again. If then the test is better, we'll implant those embryos.
Yeah, absolutely. So you minimise that wasted embryo cycle.
And how much does the blood test cost?
Obviously, it's not in commercial use yet. We're still going through the validation phase, which is what this study is. We've already run it on 250 women, and we're now going to be testing it in multiple clinics just to check that it's working at that same level of performance. But it costs out at around $100 to do a test.
Okay. Well, that's much cheaper than a failed IVF round.
Oh, absolutely. And like I say, we also want to drive the research program, which is towards improving the endometrium. At the moment, IVF doesn't treat the endometrium. It's all about the egg collection. So we want to drive the research towards improving the endometrium. So for those women who are infertile due to their endometrial quality, we can start to improve their therapy options.
Good on you, Dr. Tracy Edgell, scientist from Monash University.